It's a common sense recap of the big stories. It's Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC.
Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said he has some evidence that China is trying to influence the upcoming U.S. elections. Who better to talk about this than the great Asia expert? You can check him out on Gordon G. Chang on his Twitter. Our friend, Gordon Chang. Gordon, great to have you here. What do you think of what Blinken's saying and how much meddling is China doing?
Well, China certainly is doing a lot of meddling. It did so in 2020 to help Biden. This time, you know, Blinken talked about this in Beijing. He was referring to Chinese efforts to help Trump. Now, I actually don't think that is going to be what China wants to do, because I believe that they probably want a continuation of four more years of the current president. But this is clear. One way or another, they're going to be deeply involved in this election, and they're going to be involved in state and local elections as well.
So, yeah, to what degree and how do you, what kind of capabilities do we have to stop it?
Well, they have hundreds of thousands of bots on all of these social media platforms. And we know this because the platforms themselves have talked about how many Chinese accounts that they have taken down because they believe that they are bots and that they are part of the Chinese government and the Communist Party's efforts to influence elections. In 2020, China tried to propagate a number of themes which actually hurt President Trump. So, for instance, they were saying that he was about to invoke the Stafford Act to shut down the country, when Beijing knew that that was not going to be the case. They did that through social media platforms. They did that through text messages. The New York Times documented this. It was clear that they were going to target the then sitting president.
What about TikTok, too? Because that's the other thing that obviously the vote just came down recently where they said, you got to sell. How big of an interference? And do you really think TikTok can be independent?
Well, TikTok can't be independent once it's owned by any Chinese entity. ByteDance is nominally private, but we know that ByteDance has been pipelining data from TikTok USA to Beijing. And we also know that the videos on TikTok that, well, for instance, just take Hamas. You were just talking about campus demonstrations. Well, the videos on Hamas on TikTok, 96.5% of them supported the terrorist group. So it's no surprise that we have these demonstrations across the United States in support of genocide that Hamas and Iran's other proxies are committing. So it's clear.
Wow, that's scary stuff. Gordon, Ed Cox is here.
So, Gordon, why is China subsidizing its strongest area, that's manufacturing? Are they looking to dump in the United States and Europe? And what's the result of that going to be?
Yes, they are looking to dump products. And they're doing this because the property sector, which once was the core of the Chinese economy, is failing. Also, Xi Jinping does not want to encourage consumption, which is really the only sustainable basis for China going forward. And the reason for that is that he doesn't want to empower consumers, and he doesn't want to actually aggravate Communist Party constituencies, which he would be doing. He'd also be weakening the state banks. You start eliminating these sectors like property and consumption, the only thing left he has is manufacturing. And so, therefore, he's doubling down on something that probably won't work, because the world will not continually take Chinese products indefinitely and thereby decimate their own industries.
What about China, also the Chinese migrants at the border? Because what's the latest with that? We've heard some like record-breaking numbers of these well-dressed military-age guys with suitcases crossing the border. I mean, what are they doing here?
Well, we know that they're taking target practice. And this is happening across our country because we're seeing images from various locations where you have migrants who have been in our country for less than 3 weeks, who came across with no money and no documentation, have been taking target practice with pistols and sniper rifles. And this is extremely disturbing behavior. There are other things that we have seen that have led us to believe that these are saboteurs or operatives. And this means that China is putting in place the infrastructure to attack America from our own soil.
You know, I have a question. Where and how are they doing this? Where our jaws are dropping.
And how come we haven't been talking about this?
Yeah, wow.
Gordon, nobody's talking about this. This is absolutely insane.
Well, it is. And, you know, you start putting some of the pieces together. So, for instance, that lab in Reedley, California, that was discovered by the alert building inspector last spring, they found inside at least 20 pathogens, according to the official count, including the ones for Ebola. Ebola is important because we know that the Wuhan Institute of Virology is actually experimenting with Ebola to make it even more deadly. And they had almost 1,000 mice that had been genetically engineered to spread disease. So you take the migrants, some of them operatives, you link them up, they pick up the mice, they spread disease around the United States. That is something that we have to be extremely concerned about because we can see the pieces are already in place.
America under attack. Thank you, Gordon Chang, and thank you for bringing American people up to date.